Robert Bickers of the Go-Betweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Waveform's WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one you don't need, and it is a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater presenting Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series screening in an Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month, some of the films include Pavements, Swamp Dog Gets His Pool Painted, and American Hardcore 1980-1986. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Waveform's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Russell Miller of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Good morning, and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Community Radio on a day in June. And, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein said, June is busting out all over. Indeed, my garden looks like Land of the Giants. But aside from Mother Nature's bounty, one of the other things that bursts out in June is gay pride. There's lots of celebrations throughout the Hudson Valley, and we here in the Hudson Cafe offer our own contribution to this occasion. So let's kick things off with the ever-fabulous Randy Rainbow.
I want a wedding in a big church with bridesmaids and flower girls. A lot of ushers in tailcoats, reporters and photographers. A ceremony with a bishop who will tie the knot and say,
marriage is for one man and one woman for life. That's the way that it works best.
Unless you're gay. I want a wedding ring surrounded by diamonds and platinum. A big reception at the Waldorf with champagne and caviar. I want to dress like Kim Kardashian had, everything big, not small. If I can't have that kind of a wedding, I don't want to get married at all.
I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life, till death do you part. So I would never attempt to try to redefine marriage. Marriage is for one man and one woman for life. That's the way that it works best.
Unless you're gay. I
think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
We need to attack sin
with great
determination.
It's not a big wedding. I don't
want to
get married at all.
Oh my God, what just happened?
This was the rapture.
Oh, shit.
Well, sometimes I go out bouncing and I look across the water and I think of all the things.
No.
That was Chapel Roan with Good Luck, Babe. And before her, Amy Winehouse singing about Valerie. You know, I'm old enough to remember when there was no such thing as a mainstream song with a gay theme, unless it was in code. And I'm referring to some of the best songs from the American Songbook that were written by closeted gay men who expressed their longings in brilliant songs like this one by Cole Porter.
We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. That's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When Adam won Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. One thing, two little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave. Getting late, and while I wait, my poor heart aches on. Why keep the brakes on? Let's misbehave. I feel quite sure un put amour would be attractive.
Colleen McHugh. Here's Frank Sinatra.
He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have her charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep, and wouldn't sleep. Love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart. But what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to her. Spring to her and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I.
Now that's a production. That was from the musical Pal Joey. Frank Sinatra with a tune by Rodgers and Hart, and that would be Lorenz Hart, who wrote some of the greatest love songs ever, but kept his own story a secret. Here's another of his wonderful lyrics. This one is sung by Loudon Wainwright III.
Dark or fair, somehow that's just the way it is, and I don't really care. I go to this or that place, I seem alive and well, my head is just a hat place, my breast a empty shell, can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale.
And I want to play one more lyric by Lorenz Hart. This, of course, by Rodgers and Hart, and maybe one of their most haunting songs. This is Etta James. Favorite work of art is your figure less than Greek, is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? Change your hair
much heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the kind about the boy.
That was Adam Lambert with a song by the great Noel Coward. Well, you are in the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC 90.7, where you can count on enjoying original programming that serves our community in so many ways. And, you know, we're soon going to be kicking off our Ripples Make Waves pledge drive. But you can get a jump on that pledge drive and start those ripples right now. Your appreciation is more important than ever as we find ourselves in a time when the arts and independent public media are under attack. WGXC was awarded two significant grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. These grants were for equipment upgrades, among other things. And along with many other NEA grantees, we recently received letters of termination of those grants. So it's up to you, my friends, to keep us going, to keep local and independent perspectives and creative expression on the air. Visit us at WGXC.org and click on donate. We value your support. No donation is too small. And I especially want to thank all my Hudson Cafe listeners who've been so generous over the years. This is my 9th year here at the mic hosting the Hudson Cafe. And I couldn't have done it without your support. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. We're listening to Errol Garner, As Time Goes By. Here's a song I play for every pledge drive. It's Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, who beg the question, where's the money?
I'm making Indian cornbread. The eagle flies, take a hiss, and flies and go.
Keep moving, keep moving.
Safe cracking, Big Bob.
Keep moving,
was on a heavy job.
Keep moving.
He heard a noise, said, come on, boy, let's go.
Keep moving, keep moving.
Horse was in a race.
Keep moving.
He could win, show our place.
Keep moving.
He came in first from out of third to go. Like you've seen a cop, and you don't exactly want to stop. It's a motion, lotion that makes you want to go.
Keep moving,
keep moving,
keep moving with the motion that'll make you want to.
Changed her mind, what's left a dime or so?
Where's the money?
Where's the dime?
Where's the money?
A real good friend of mine,
where's the money?
Is busy
where's
doing time.
Where's the money?
He got real rank and asked the bank for some dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Where's the money? Where's the money if you never ever give me nothing else? Where's the money? Just put it here and let me help myself.
A boxer's in a ring.
Where's the money?
Here's that bell go ding.
Where's the money?
He went the fight with all his mouths and dough.
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Thank you.
And now from the animated movie Soul, John Batiste says, it's all right.
Say it's all right. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
I'll listen to the beat and kind of catch your feet.
You got so.
Thank you.
Not only is it all right, but to quote the original cast of Hairspray, you can't stop the beat.
I'm
I'm exhausted. Oof, all that dancing. Well, that was the original cast of Hairspray, Mark Shaiman's wonderful musical. You heard Harvey Firestein there. He was in the original cast as Edna Turnblatt. And, you know, Harvey just won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Tonys on Sunday night. So well deserved. This man is responsible for opening our minds in so many ways and creating such beautiful pieces like Torch Song Trilogy and being in Hairspray, Lacajo Fall, on and on. Congratulations there, Harvey. So on another note entirely, we're going to take it down a notch. Stepping up to the mic is the legendary film actress and cabaret performer Marlene Dietrich with a song from the show My Fair Lady, something she recorded in 1954. It's from her album Live at the Café de Paris. And I've never heard another woman besides Marlena do this song.
I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've gotten used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman, and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit you can always break. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed to her face.
sweeter than the roses in May, sweet and lovely. Heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loved me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Brian Ferry. I love that recording. Well, you know, we're almost done with our hour here in the Hudson Cafe. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. I had a great time. I hope you did, too. You know, in the words of W.H. Auden, the great poet, he said, love each other or perish. Yep, that's it. So let's keep calm and carry on. And love, love, love. I will see you next time. By the way, this is Fats Waller and his wonderful tune, When Somebody Thinks You're Wonderful.
Troubles disappear like a feather in your way. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, tells you with a smile so sweet, what are little stones you're stepping on? Just a meadow neath your feet. And how you meet the morning, you gaily swing along. At night you may be weary, but your heart still sings a song. When somebody thinks you're wonderful, love is mighty close.